Hey folks, Dan Ferry here with your market update for April 22nd, 2024. So we saw mortgage rates at the end of last week kind of stabilize, thank goodness, because the following week or the previous week, we saw mortgage rates go up about 0.25% the previous Friday, and then between last Monday and Tuesday, they went up another 0.25%, pushing rates into the 7% range. So where are we going from here? That's our agenda for today. And we're also going to talk about, there's really not really much economic news out today, so I want to also explain to you guys how mortgage or credit scores work. If you have a certain credit score, which one of these programs should you be looking at and the whys behind it? So without further ado, let's get to it. These are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. You can see they stabilized last week. Well, are they going to stay stable this week? Well, that's what we're going to talk about right now. So on the news front, we really don't have much news coming out until basically Thursday and Friday. Let me go through it. Today, there's nothing. But tomorrow, which is Tuesday, you have the manufacturing sector, and then you have new home sales. New home sales are supposed to be kind of stabilized right in the 600,000 range. Wednesday, we have durable goods orders and crude oil inventories. And then on Thursday and Friday, we start having some chunks of economic data that the markets are going to be sitting on the sidelines waiting for. What is that? The GDP. Initial jobless claims, that's on Thursday. That is going to be market movers. Then on Friday, the number one inflation gauge that the Federal Reserve monitors, which is the PCE. That's coming out on Friday. So we'll talk about those as the week progresses. But what I want to talk to you guys about today, since there's really no economic news, and you can see right here, the bond market is flat. We have the bond market basically minus 0.01, meaning it's not going to do anything today. So because of this, let's talk about credit scores. What credit scores do you need for each one of these loan products? Because you can see, well, the 30-year fix is at 744, but FHA is 6.92. Would I take an FHA or should I take an FHA even though my credit scores are high? That's what we're going to talk about. So let's break this down. So when you're looking for a loan, what you're going to be presented with is what's called conventional loans. That's basically just a normal mortgage for your house. Okay, now I'll say it that way. You go to a bank and they give you a mortgage, and that's usually what's called a conventional loan. Then you have things like FHA, USDA, and VA. Those are government, I'll say government sponsored or government guaranteed loans. So if you default, the government steps in and makes the bank whole. Okay, so that's why a lot of times when people are like, oh, the markets are crashing and foreclosures are really bad, it's really bad for banks. Well, it depends on how bad the foreclosure market is. Is it like 2008 when the whole world imploded? That puts huge strains on our banking systems. But if it's just here and there foreclosures as normal, basically a lot of these government programs, they'll make the lender whole so they're not taking huge losses. So without further ado, let's get to who qualifies for these things and which one would be best for you guys. So let's break it down. For conventional loans, you need a 620 credit score. However, if you have a 620 credit score, you might want to look at FHA or USDA or VA if you're a veteran. If you're a veteran, VA loan is usually the way to go unless you're putting down maybe 20% if you're buying your house. Okay, so VA, it's 0% down, 100% financing, and no PMI. But let's get back to the 620. If you have a conventional loan and you have a 620 credit score, your rate's probably going to be pretty darn bad. Because when we talk about rates over here, these rates up through here, these people over here to get this conventional rate, what they're looking at is they're buying a single family home. It's their first house and they're going to live there. But these people have a 720 credit score and they're putting down 25%. You don't need that. So your score is going to be higher than this if you're not putting down 20, 25%. So that's where we go back through here. If you have a low 600 credit score, most likely you want to at least look at the numbers for an FHA loan if you're not in a rural area for USDA or you're not a veteran for VA loans, okay? So that's the first thing. The next thing is FHA. Why might you want to go with FHA? Well, a lot of times FHA rates are better. Yes, you will have to pay an FHA fee. That fee comes to 1.75% of your loan amount, but many times you have to do, basically I'll look at like an amortization chart to see what is your break even because of that fee. Well, you have a lower rate, but you have that upfront fee. So we need to make sure your break-even point isn't like 20 or 30 years out. Okay. So that's that piece of it. But if you're looking in a rural area, now a lot of people are like, oh, Dan, I want the USDA loan because I don't want to put any money down. Well, there's a lot more to it. Your debt ratio can only go to about 41%, where FHA will go to 57%. Conventional go to 50%. This is 41%. This has to be rural. You can't make too much money to fit into this program, and a whole bunch of other things. So we got a lot of people calling for USDA loans, but it's not the best loan for you guys. If you're a veteran, you should use this program unless you're putting down about 25% or you've used it multiple times, because VA loans, every time you do the loan, they're going to charge you a fee. And the more times you use a VA loan, the more those fees are going to be. So that's where you really want to focus in on. So to do a little crash course, let's say if you have a low or mid 600 credit score, well, you're going to look at conventional, FHA in most cases, unless, again, you're in a rural area or you're a veteran, okay? But if you have a real high credit score, most likely you're going to look at a conventional financing. Now, there are also caveats on why you might choose an FHA loan versus a conventional loan. That's also if you had a foreclosure in the last couple of years, maybe a bankruptcy in the last couple of years, because FHA is a little bit looser when it comes to those guidelines. So hopefully that helps you choose or at least take a deeper dive into which mortgage program might be beneficial for you. But if you're confused with a lot of this and you're like, hey, Dan, can you help me? I'd love to, because I'm a mortgage loan officer, actually a mortgage broker, licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you. So if you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I got plenty. I make good money. I got great credit. I just don't have a down payment. Well, we have a grant finder for you right there. We just put that up there a couple weeks ago. It'll help you reach out there and figure out, do you qualify for grants up to $10,000? There's several down here that you could qualify for. So just use this to answer a few questions down below to see what you qualify for. But if you're out there and you're like, Dan, I'd really love to kick the tires to see, you know, based on my income, my credit and everything else, can I qualify? How do you do it? Well, just hit the apply now button, which where you're at right now is the rate update. That's our website. You're going to hit the apply now button. You're going to fill out our application. Then what's going to happen within 24 to 48 hours, we're going to reach out to you with a consultation to make sure all your questions are answered. If you put in an application and your consultation is over 48 hours from now and you just couldn't pick a earlier date, please call us. Please call in. We don't want you to wait over 48 hours for your application. So what I need you to do is scroll down to the bottom of the website, and there's our 800 number. Give us a call, 844-775-5626. We'll make sure somebody gets on you right now to answer all your questions and review your application. Or you can even email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day. And don't forget, if you haven't yet, subscribe right over there. Take care. Have a fantastic day, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.